Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me,
your love for me,
it's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing, give unto me,
for every valley,
you used to train,
to me,
send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world, where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
so amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so amazing. He is so amazing. Welcome, everybody, to Sunday service here at 2 o'clock. We thank God for all that's here in service on today. We pray all is well with you and your family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, welcome. Welcome, everybody. I thank you. God for your life. Amen. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where the senior pastor, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Pastor Dorsey Manning. We want to welcome you on today with love, amen, with the love of Christ. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, hallelujah, we want to pray for you, pray with you, and welcome you personally. So if you're pressing one at this time, we want to pray for you and pray with you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thanking God for your life, amen, and the life of your family. So go ahead and press one at this time, and we want to welcome you, amen, while we still have time, amen, while God has given us this day. Just thanking God for new mercy and new grace. Thanking God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall, amen, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because we know that if someone that took their last breath this morning, this hour, their heart stopped beating for the last time, but our hearts are still beating. We're clothed in our right mind. We know who we are and whose we are. Amen. So we welcome you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and enter into prayer at this time. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come entering in on today, amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, amen. Lord God, creator of heaven, amen, and earth as your daughters and your sons on today. We come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth, amen. According to John 4 and 4, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him. Amen. We come believing on today in the name of Jesus Christ. So we shall receive. Amen. Because we believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love that you have placed in our hearts, that you, Lord, created us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul plants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord. Amen. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Amen. Lord, let this be our heart's cry on today. Let the fire burn ever increasing in us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, uphold us with our free spirit and let God be magnified. Amen. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and take it out the way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Father God, remove everything for anyone that is blocking us from receiving our blessings, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, destroy every devouring spirit that comes to devour the blessing that you stored upon our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, let us not, hallelujah,
Let no murmuring or complaining back body no evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. And hallelujah. All the days of our life, circumcise our hearts, Father God. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Amen. Create in us a heart of worship. For we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads, and we thank him. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of your worship of God and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Make our life a living sacrifice, a sweet savor aroma, that with you, holy, glorified, oh God, honored, and hallelujah, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life. Amen. Unto the Lord Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ. Holy name of Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior right now. Jesus Christ, renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise in us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and over all areas of our lives, we yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship, hallelujah, our Heavenly Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, Lord, and we give it to you right now. There's no greater one than you, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, almighty God. You are, oh God, do what only you can do right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you can do all things yourself. Alone with how you move, oh God. Right now, where there is no peace, oh God, and confusion and doubt, oh God, let peace come and be still. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come through every sea that the enemy is planning to cause confusion, division. Amen. Hate and strife right now. Unforgiveness, bitterness, rebellion right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every sea that's been planning to cause death, people together, oh God, in the natural, in the supernatural. We uproot those seeds right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray the word of God right now. Hallelujah, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, as we want it, I pray, Father God, that you would give the increase right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for law enforcement, oh God, that your hand of protection be around law enforcement, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, alone in a servant in the army, oh God, in all stores, oh God, that your hand of protection be around them and their families. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for the teachers of God in this world, oh God. We pray their protection, oh God. We pray that there be a struggle pouring in, oh God, on you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will speak your word about, hallelujah, according to what you say and not what the word says, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we pray for every man, oh God, hallelujah, that is positioned in the hall today. We pray for the hand of God to be strengthened right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be no lack of your goodness, oh God, all the way you feel about their lives. Oh, Lord, let them find favor with you, oh God, in our sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, on them. Oh, Lord, call any of their enemies to bless them, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We pray for the lost on today, oh God, that they may be found in the name of Jesus Christ, on them. Lord, that you will send the wind to go out, oh God, and we will show over the world, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, on them. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now that it's already done, amen. Because Jesus came and he finished it all on the cross. So we can decree and declare right now that it's already done. By faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, right now we pray for the sick and the shut in, oh God. We know you're going to God to be the Lord who heals. We call upon you to overwhelm for heal right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let healing bring forth speedily, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore our soul today, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, those that need the deliverance, oh God. Let the deliverance take place, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you want to draw over to our provider. So Lord, right now we ask in Jesus' name that every need be met, oh God, for your children. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, increase with them faith right now. Increase with them patience, oh God. Increase with them love, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, hold us to love like Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So operate with gentleness and holiness, oh God, unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless our latter days greater than our beginnings, oh God. Lord, we pray for all good life, oh God, for all that's on the line and our seven members and loved ones. It is our prayer that not one, hallelujah, that not one go astray, oh God, that all will be saved. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven unto them, God, that you call a blessing for the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that some of us will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your minister fire on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the fire become even more, oh God. Let the fire increase, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fire contain the man, anyone that your minister around there will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, put in the all wickedness, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every unteachable spirit on today, every spirit of confusion, every hindering spirit, amen. Every spirit of manipulation, hallelujah, procrastination, limitation, amen. We come against every spirit of frustration. We come against a spirit, hallelujah, the spirit of destruction, amen. We come against every spirit of doubt, disbelief, fear, pride, oppression, depression, anxiety, lust, perversion, greed, we come against the spirit of mammon. We come against the spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, every fighting spirit right now, every lying spirit, we come against the spirit of bitterness and rebellion, hallelujah. We come against that spirit of sickness, disease, and phony affliction, viruses, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, we come against you right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we are delivered on these places, oh God, when we feel sensation of God, let your Holy Spirit feel every place right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels, your warring gifts, any spirit designed to stop all the prayers from being answered. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare that God right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but that will ascend into the heavenly realm. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a breakthrough on today, oh God. Breakthrough in our peace, breakthrough in our joy, breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our deliverance, amen. Breakthrough in our freedom, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and destroy every stronghold, strong God, strong man, and prison that the enemy has set us in, amen. With the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name. And we declare that we are free and we are free indeed, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We will not take any pilgrims or substitutes. We will not be denied. For we have the righteousness of God, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we'll go out to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, is you that have given us the keys for the kingdom. How can we use those keys out today? Oh, God, God, hold us the heart of the with childlike faith, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, waiting on you, oh God. We just want to say thank you, oh God. It is you that have kept us, oh God. It is you, oh God, that has kept us all laid back, by us. So we can't even wait, oh God. So we thank you for the lying down and the raising up, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We bind the kings in chains and the nobles with fetters of iron. We bind the strong men and stone as goods right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind everything and all false spirits arrayed against my life and those in my hand. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We bind the principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual weakness from high places in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so, amen. We bind our sicknesses and diseases. How do we release the gift of our mind and body? We bind COVID-19. We bind the death of virus. We bind cancer right now. We bind COPD, heart disease right now. We bind diabetes and high blood pressure, low blood pressure right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we loosen the goal of Jesus Christ in there and leave our bodies in the normal way. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ, amen, and our will to the will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, move right now, God. My child, am I? We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you are extremely abundant above all that we can ask or seek. According to the power that works in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the cross that we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Father God. Father God, let us be filled with the knowledge of your will, oh God, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy, hallelujah, hallelujah, of you and to all, please, oh God, being fruitful in every good work, amen, and increasing in the knowledge of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us be strengthened with all might, oh God, according to your glory and power, oh God, and to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we stand on it today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, when the enemy comes in like a flood, we declare the glory of God, oh God, we're such that your spirit will children, oh God. Let it be your fault today, oh God, for your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us stand permanent obedient in the will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved, blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, give us peace always by any means. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We have a supplication and intercessional today, and we give thanks for all men and leaders in all nations, and in the church, and ever we are the church, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, make us peace, thank us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will operate with peace at all times, that we will, as the Bible says, that we will pursue peace, amen, hallelujah to your name, God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, on today we pray for divine order right now. We bring the higher order, oh God. We bring the divine order right now, oh God. We bring the spiritual alignment, oh God. Oh, Lord, do it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, this line is on this earth, oh God. From the head all the way down, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the higher position, oh God. Hallelujah, so that we will be where you call us to be. So that we can receive from you, oh God. Claim that under you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. God, purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God. Let our thoughts be holy, oh God. Righteous and godly in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. By faith we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. 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 We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come to you in gratitude on today. And Lord, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, oh God. According to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, Jesus Christ, we come today. We come to you now that we receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And blemish free, totally blameless, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, and the intention quantum level, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, sanctify with your truth, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, and we love you, God, we thank you for loving us first, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. In every household, in every car, in every place right now. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine, Father God. Upon our life, oh God, cleansing our every way and form of darkness and every hidden place. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I need to clear the cloud that we walk in the glorious light that you have given us, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We operate according to the word of God and not according to the word of the world. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hiya. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. All right, God, you are. We defend you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Almighty God, you are. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. For the Bible says that God has blessed no man can curse. And that God has cursed no man can bless. So we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for blessing us on today. We thank you, Father God, for divine restoration on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, restoring our health, oh God. Restoring our strength, oh God. Restoring our relationship with you, Father God. Restoring our marriages, oh God. Restoring our relationships, oh God, with our children and sisters and brothers and hallelujah, family members and loved ones on today, oh God. Restoring our finances, oh God. Restoring our business, oh God. Restoring them with knowledge and wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for restoration on today. How many of us need to be restored? We thank you for restoration right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Give us the overflow, oh God. Lord, we need your glory. Yes, a kind of glory right now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let us not be the accused of the brethren of God, but to bless our brothers and sisters, amen, in love and happiness and joy and peace that come from you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you, Lord God, that it is so, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, bless all of them that are going and coming on today. Those of us that are traveling on the road right now, and those of us that will be traveling, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies right now. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every car, every form of transportation, any entry into, as a God of passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ on it right now. Let there be no mechanical fans or breakdowns or tickets or pillows or accidents. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ as our protection. And we thank you for it, Lord. We declare the prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the power of blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every time that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for this is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your plan was, oh God. We thank you for your plan, oh God, to give us a hope and a future, amen? To give us an extending, and we will see it on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory, hallelujah. We preach the blood of Jesus Christ over all that's in service on today, over your homes and all that you have and all that you will have, and all that we prayed for and about today by faith. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rekara no boshana mareke shata. Rekere no boshana ma. Right there, right there, right where you are. Amen. Just open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Know that it's already done. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says with man it becomes possible, but with God all things are possible. With man it's impossible. All things, hallelujah, it's possible. Hallelujah. God can do all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Again, welcome, church. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you prayed that prayer,
hallelujah,
and you believe it for yourself, hallelujah, and you believe it for yourself, so shall you receive it right now. May it be unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Glory to your name, God. We love you, we love you, and we need you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Touch right now, Father God. There's someone that's needing the healing on this line today, oh God. There's someone that's been going through some things and the doctor don't know. They've been going through tests and tests. But we declare the cloud right now. Healing is taking place in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, so Lord, we thank you for the testimony. We declare the cloud with the mantle that's placed on our life. Amen. As God's apostle and prophet, we declare the cloud healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We speak to every situation right now that's concerning you. Hallelujah. And we ask God right now by faith to divinely intervene and put it all around for your good. When things are going down where it should go up, we pray right now, Father God, that you turn it around, oh God. Hallelujah. That it goes up instead of down. The things that are supposed to go up is going down and it'll go up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for divine intervention, oh God. Turn it around for your children. Amen. In Jesus Christ, my name. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We welcome you all again here in Sunday service. We are set on fire with the Holy Spirit right where you are. I want you to know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent. It doesn't matter where you go, God can always reach you. Amen. We're going to have our scripture right now. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, the scripture is coming out the book of Isaiah 55 verse 6. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, hallelujah. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. What the Bible said in this scripture, church, is that Isaiah tells us to call on the Lord while he is near. God is not planning to move away from us, but we often move far from him or erect a barrier between ourselves and him. Don't wait until you have drifted far away from God to seek him. See, later in life, turning to him may be far more difficult. See, all of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand, God may come to judge the earth before you decide to turn to him. So seek God now while you can before it is too late.
May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the word on today. Amen. As we're going to be preparing today for prophet. Blessing Manning, bringing the word, Pastor Manning on today. Hallelujah. This time we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington. Hallelujah. Brother Joe, you ready to bless us?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be with God and sing his holy word. You know, it's a whole little song. I'm going to sing a few verses of it. Get so willing, keep on to a better home. Get so willing, keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, get so willing, keep on leaning. I gotta move to a better home. Disobedient, keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old back of mine keep on aching. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. This old back of mine keep on aching. I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old eyesight of mine getting a little dim. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. This old eyesight of mine getting a little dim. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. Oh, these old footsteps of mine getting a little shorter. I gotta move to a better home. Oh, these old footsteps of mine getting a little shorter. I gotta move to a better home. Oh, this old building keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. This old building keep on leaning. Lord, I gotta move to a better home. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you, Brother Joe Washington, for blessing us with that song on today. Amen. May God continue to bless you and strengthen you and pour into you all that you poured out in this service and this morning service. Amen. We love you and we thank God for you.
We love you too.
Amen. Glory to God. Everyone, we're going to have a couple of song selections here, one or two song selections here. And the next voice you hear is Pastor Dorsey Manning bringing the preach word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hiya.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter we must praise. If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to receive the preached word on today from Pastor Doris A. Manning. I present to you all the man of God that God has chosen, calling for such a time as this, the man that has answered the call to lead the flock, amen, a man that is secure in who God has called him to be, blessed to be here on today. I present to you today the man of God, the senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Doris A. Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God because he is so worthy to be praised. Won't you help me right now, you know, to welcome in the Holy Spirit, you know, just give him some thanks right now. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Well, I thank every single body for being here in Sunday service this afternoon. I thank you, my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning, you know, for that warm introduction. You know, I definitely thank you so much. You know, I wouldn't have it no other way to be right here in this pulpit, you know, with you, you know, helping me to lead this charge, being led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that we have, Father God, that you have given to us to be in your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in our household. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing us the way. Hallelujah. And we realize, you know, that the way, you know what I'm saying, is truth and the way is life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the way. We thank you for every single word that's going to go forth this afternoon. Hallelujah. That it may build us. Hallelujah. That it may redeem us. Hallelujah. That it may set us back on the right path of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture, for us not to add to it, hallelujah, and for us not to leave anything out or take away from it. Unclean thoughts, unclean spirit, we rebuke you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say right now, you go from this place right now. Shame, you go. Guilt, hallelujah. You go with them. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. Be every single word that comes out of our mouth right now that they may hear you. Hallelujah. And not me. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree says amen, amen. If you have your Bibles with you, amen. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm not going to be too long. You know, that is, at least that's the plan, not to be too long. But this message that God have given to me, you know, it's a very, very, very powerful message, you know, and it is for us, you know, to hear from God. Every single one of us, every single body, you know, every single member that's in the body of Christ. Now, I do want to let you know this message is for believers. Oh, and maybe some of you, you know, that may be a non-believer, I hope this message is able to convert you on over here to our side. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go with me over here to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 14. The word today is that I'll be teaching from is, I thought I was right. Amen. I thought I was right. Go over here with me to the book of Proverbs. And let me go ahead on and give you a heads up. I don't apologize for this word. Hallelujah. It's true. Proverbs chapter 14. Let's start right here at verse 1. It reads here. I'll be reading it from the King James Version. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in the uprightness fear the Lord, but he that perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of foolish is the rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the creels are clean, but much increase by the strength of the ox. 5. And faith witnesses not, and faith witness will not lie, but a false witness with other lies. Hallelujah. Let's skip on over here a little bit. Let's skip on down here. Proverbs chapter 14, and let's read verses 12. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. I thought I was right. I thought I was right. That's the lesson for today. I thought I was right. Proverbs chapter, let's focus in right here on what's going on. You know, we need to understand, you know, what is it that's going on with us. So we need to understand here first, you know, every single time that a person, male or female, think that they is right, you need to understand that something is going on the inside. Proverbs chapter 14, you know, is showing us here that we should honor the wise. You should honor the wise. Hallelujah. So every single body that think that they are wise, then the wisdom of you, it needs to line up somewhere. 14 and 12, it says, there's a way that seems right unto a man or a woman, but the end thereof is death. So I have a question to ask you. Well, what is it that I may be doing wrong? What is it that I may be doing wrong? Because just reading of this scripture here, key scripture here is 12, there's a way that seems right, because everybody believe that how they think is the right way of thinking. Everybody believe that the things that they say is the right thing to say. And consequently, everybody that believes that the things that they do are justified, this is what I was supposed to do. Hallelujah. I thought I was right by what it is that I said. I thought I was right by what it is that I done. But scripture here says here, you know, if you're wise and you're thinking, the way a man or woman is thinking right here that seems like it's right, this is going to come to an end, and the end is death. Hallelujah. So what is it that I do wrong? See, plug this question. What did I do wrong? Plug this question into your mind and plug this question that I asked here into your heart. Because see, we have to break these mentalities of I'm right and you wrong, I'm wrong and you right. See, we have to get right here to a place where we can come into agreement with one another. And that place that we need to come into agreement with one another, it should line up with the word of God. So what is it that I've done wrong? See, everybody, you know, that's living, you have to realize that when you was a baby, you were taught how to speak. And when you were taught how to speak, then that means that you were taught to think in a certain type of way. Amen. Hallelujah. This is that way that we think that leaves us in a place of life. So when you was baby, you was taught how to, you know, how to speak. You was taught how to do something. And I remember when little, when I was growing up, little babies, they would do stuff, you know, that the older brother or sisters, aunts or uncles or mother or father would encourage them to do. And whether it was singing, then, you know, then you would sing. If it was dancing, that you would dance. And people would gather around and look at the little baby. Look at them over there. Singing. Look at her over there dancing, you know, and they would just gather around and look, and they would watch and they would laugh. But that baby was taught how to do something. That baby could have been doing something or saying something that wasn't right, but they didn't know that they was not doing something right. They didn't know that they was doing something wrong. They was only doing what they were taught. Hallelujah. So now we set the foundation. You need to understand that I thought I was right, but here it is, some things that I have thought that I've been doing, I could have very well been doing them wrong. Maybe I was led in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. Amen. Go with me over here to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to start right here with verse 1. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Hallelujah. See, this is wisdom that's speaking here. To keep my commandments. 2 says, "For the length of days and long life and peace shall I add to thee." 3 says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of our hearts." So we need to understand what's going on here. See, the word of God is truth. See, the word of God is wisdom. See, the word of God is the way to think. See, I don't know how you're thinking, but here it is. However it is that you're thinking, you need to understand that you're going to end up in some type of situation. You're going to end up in some type of circumstances. You may think of something the wrong way, which is going to lead you to do the wrong thing. But see, if you ain't know that you was thinking wrong, then consequently you didn't know that you was doing wrong, and then you didn't realize that because you thought wrong and you did wrong, it led you into the wrong destination. It led you in the wrong place. So here it is that we have the word of God that shows us how to think. And when the word of God shows you how to think, it shows you how to live. See, it's telling you right here, for the length of days and long life and peace. How many want peace in their life? See, anybody that's in a place right now that you're outside of peace, you need to look at the way that you're thinking. Hallelujah. And you need to look at, you know, what it is, you know, that you're saying. You need to realize it is, you know, that's the very thing that's robbing you of your peace. From day to day, you're going in and out every single day in this type of mentality, in that type of mentality. You're swinging when the wind blows, you're feeling like this one time, and then you're feeling like this another time, because that's the absence of the word of God that's in your mind. That's the absence of the word of God that's in your mouth. Hallelujah. It says right here, it shall be as you do not let mercy, this is what 3 says, mercy is forgiveness, and truth forsake thee. It says, bind them around thy neck and write them on the tables of your heart. All when you realize that, hallelujah, I thought that I was right. But here it is, the word of God. It turns your right, hallelujah, to what really ain't right. You just thought that you was right. See, the Bible says that so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that is what you were thinking about, that you thought that you was right. You have become that. So you need to understand that before you can understand this. If you realize that what you was thinking, hallelujah, that was right, that it wasn't right, but then you line up with the word of God and it shows you what is right, then you need to understand, you know what I'm saying, how to ask for forgiveness. And you also need to understand, you know what I'm saying, you know, how to give forgiveness. It says bind them around your neck. Hallelujah. Be true about it. Don't just stay in a place to where you was thinking wrong, and then you realize that you was thinking wrong. I'm just going to keep on doing it like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read on here. 4 says, so shall I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Don't you know that God's favor is for you? God's favor is for you when you are rooted and grounded in the word of God. See, wisdom should be your guide, hallelujah, to the way that you talk, the way that you move, the way that you handle me, and the way that you handle others. Wisdom should be the way. So you might think that your way is the right way, but God's way is the only way. And if you're not going God's way, then the way that you're going is going to lead you to death. Hallelujah. And some of us have already experienced some dead situations or some dead things in our life right now, especially relationships. Hallelujah. Amen. 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, for he should direct thy path. 7 says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. When you trust in the Lord, then that means that your thought processes through the kingdom of God. Your thought processes through the Holy Spirit. See, I'm talking to believers this afternoon. See, I'm not talking to the ones that don't believe this. Because the ones that don't believe this, you're not going to receive it anyhow. I'm talking to the ones that have already been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The ones that have already been saved. Hallelujah. See, I'm not talking to anybody that's outside of grace. I'm talking to every single one that's inside of grace. Because this is my business to get the church in order. See, we are the church. And we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So we need to understand that what we think is right needs to line up with the word of God. It needs to line up with what is already written in the word, in the book of life. Hallelujah. So now let me ask you a few questions here. And tell me if this may have been something that you have been involved in. Hallelujah. See, when you think that you are right, there are some things that may go on in your head. You might say these things to yourself. This is what I've been doing my whole life. Have you ever been there to where your thinking, your thought processes is just right there stuck in the place? This is the way I've been doing it my whole life. See, I thought I was doing right because this is the way I've been doing it my whole life. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in that place in the mind to where you thought you was doing right because this is how I was taught? This is how I was taught when I was growing up. See, I was taught like this when I was growing up. See, I thought I was doing right because this is how I was taught. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you ever been in that place in the mind to where you say, this just seems like this is the right thing to do? See, I thought I was doing right because this seems like this is the right thing to do. The word of God tells us over here in Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5, for you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So how is it when the word of God, which is true, which will never come back void, it says trust in God, hallelujah, that means trust in the way God's telling it to you. Trust in how God is showing you how to think, and don't trust in your own mind, because that's what you thought was right is going to lead you to a place of death and destruction. Hallelujah. It says, lean not to your own understanding. And 6, I like 6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, for he directs your path. A way a person thinks, male or female, that's a way of life for them. And then hopefully, you that are in the body of Christ, you're thinking like Christ. You're thinking like what has already been written in his word, specifically his word of grace. You think like Christ because this is the right way to think. Any other thinking outside of the word of God is in your own way. When God says that already that he's trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding in all your ways, acknowledge him. That means everything that you think about, you should acknowledge God. You should not go before the Holy Spirit with anything that you say. Neither should you go before the Holy Spirit in anything that you do. Because you will find yourself in a place where you'll be fumbling. You'll be saying all manners of things. You'll be doing all manners of things. And then you'll come back with your head held low in shame and guilt because you know you messed it up because you wanted the Holy Spirit to follow you when you should have been following the Holy Spirit. These are things that you taught when you were younger and you grow up and you live this way. Hallelujah. I thought I was right. Have your mind ever said this one to you? Now, this is one that we all have to really examine ourselves. I'm talking about the church now. I do things my way. No one can tell me what to do. Well, I'm here to tell you here, brothers, and I'm here to tell you here, sisters, that God have put people in place, hallelujah, to help you get to the kingdom, hallelujah. God have put people in place to show you the way, hallelujah, to teach you the way. God have already ordained people to minister into your lives. God have already placed apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers for you to get in that place, hallelujah, so that you won't be trusting in your own way or doing it how you want to do it because you think this is right and you think this is true. When here it is, the truth have already came here to this world for you to be able to live by. Amen. See, this is the natural mindset of a person because people tend to like to follow people. Amen. See, when a person likes to follow another person, see, this is an issue of I don't know what to do. And because I don't know what to do, I'm going to do what everybody else is doing. Amen. See, when we was growing up, in my younger days, we call that mocking. Or we gonna be like somebody. We're going to make a mock. That's like a child when they see the mother or they see their father doing something. They like to mock, you know, the mother or the father or the big brother. We used to call that mocking. See, when you mock somebody or when you're following somebody, see, this is somebody that you're looking up to. This is somebody that you want to be like. See, this is somebody that you're trying to identify because you don't have your own identity yet. You haven't realized it. So you're going to be like whoever it is that you're looking up to. Hallelujah. See, this is a natural mindset. This is not just here in our community. This is here all over the whole world. See, here it is. God knew, hallelujah, that our spiritual wickedness and rulers and powers that in this world that you would mock because you just didn't know. You just don't have enough knowledge. You're just in that place to where, you know, you're looking for somebody to help you to be the right type of citizen, the right type of person. But here it is. They only taught you what it is that they know and what they thought. People like to kind of follow the crowd. But here we are, all believers. We are in the body of Christ. See, we are nothing. There's nothing about you that is common. See, every single body, you know, to try to live like everybody else, try to talk like everybody else, and do like everybody else. Scripture says over here, Proverbs chapter 14 and 12, it says, "But the end thereof are the ways of death." Now, you see these ones that's going over here, and they've been doing it wrong. You don't know what to do. They've been doing it wrong. You know it ain't right because you see them die. That one died. Then that one died. And now that one died. And everybody's still trying to do the same thing, and you see them dying over here. It says the way is death. But we thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus Christ. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that have already lived this life before you even lived it, have already overcame every single obstacle in this world, every single thing that you even thought about, God and already know that you're going to think about it. But see, here it is. You have a choice to make. Are you going to be just like everybody else, the commoners? Are you going to be natural? Are you going to have the natural mindset? Or are you going to be like Christ Jesus? Are you going to be uncommon? Hallelujah. We call it holy. We call it set off, set apart. We call them righteous. Hallelujah. We call them justified. Hallelujah. Are you going to be like Christ? Hallelujah. Are you going to be holy? Are you going to be like everybody else? Who are you going to follow? Who are you going to mock? See, I thought I was right. But here it is, when I really heard and I really seen the righteousness on the inside of a man and a woman, my right don't look so right no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't mock people. Don't follow the in crowd. The Bible tells us that straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Hallelujah. Don't you realize that many people were going this way and that way and this way and that way, and then they're going to, that's the broad way. Don't you know that they're going to lead them to a place of death and destruction? And you can't get to the place of heaven. You can't get to heaven and say, well, I was just doing what everybody else was doing. He did that to me. Oh, I thought I was doing right. I just didn't know no better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the wisdom of God, let's turn it on. Let's turn on the wisdom of God, and let's operate in spirit and in truth. See, the wisdom of God live on the inside of us, church. See, we just can't say that we are Christian. You just can't say that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, but we acting like the commoners. We acting like everybody else. See, you need to know that what a man or a woman of this world say is right, they have made it to be right to lead you in a place. But what God say about it? See, I live like what God say about it. See, somebody told me that what I was doing was wrong because everybody else ain't doing it. But here it is. I'm going to go to the word of God because the word of God is my source. And when you go to your source, and if it says it right here in the source that this is the will of God concerning you, then you need to understand that many people are going to follow the in crowd, but here it is, I'm going to follow Christ Jesus because I know where he is at, and I know where he is leading me. He's leading me in that path of righteousness. Hallelujah. He's leading me through beside the still waters. Hallelujah. He's leading me through the valleys of the shadow of death. And I realize if God is leading me, everything going to be all right. I'm going to come out victorious on the good side. I'm going to come out on the right side. I'm going to come out on the winning side. See, that what I thought that I was doing was right. It ain't right. Hallelujah. Unless it lines up with the will of God concerning me. Unless it lines up with the word of God. See, I'm not going to make a mockery out of the Holy Spirit. Neither am I going to make a mockery out of you. See, if I just pay a little bit of attention and listen to what you're saying, I can hear the spirit that's governing you. I can hear the person or the persons that you're following because you're going to sound like them. You're going to talk like them because you have allowed that spirit of them to enter in on the inside to govern your thought life. You need to understand what's going on right now. When you're going to do things how you want to do it. When you're going to live like you want to live. When you're just going to do things that seem like it's right. See what's going on the inside of you. You need to understand this is your ego. See, when your ego is in control. See, the ego is the attitude of a man or a woman. Hallelujah. See, the ego is in automatic. Hallelujah. That means when something is said or something that is delivered to you, you automatically say something to come against it. Hallelujah. That's these old egos. See, are you led by your ego? Hallelujah. How you see it? Are you led by your own thinking? Are you led by what the world says? Or are you led by the spirit of the living God that have said it, that have done it already for you, and have showed you the way. Don't let your ego get you in trouble. Don't let your ego lead others astray. Don't let your ego condemn, curse, hallelujah. Allow the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, which is our unseen partner on the inside, be our thoughts, be our words, and be our guides. See, I shouldn't sound like Big Papa them when Big Papa lived a life that was not righteous, and we know where to end up, hallelujah, when they died, hallelujah, hallelujah. I should sound like Jesus, who have lived a life, hallelujah, that was upright and pleasing. So I'm going to mock Jesus. I'm going to live like I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. See, it's not so important that I try to look right in front of people. It's more important that I am righteous, hallelujah, in the eyesight of God because of Christ Jesus. See, this is the way for us to live, church. This is the way for citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Not always trying to be right. See, you might be right about that, what you're saying. But being right does not have anything to do with being righteous. This is the reason why Proverbs chapter 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. You might be right about what's going on, but here it is, there's mercy. That means there's forgiveness. Hallelujah. And those of us who have the Holy Spirit on the inside, then you also have the gift of mercy. You have the gift of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ forgave you of all it is that you have done and all it is that you have said. So why is it that the church, you hold so many grudges, you keep the score of I did this and I did that? You're wrong for what it is that you did. You're wrong for how you're talking to me. You're wrong for this. You're wrong for that. But God forgave you for all the things that you've been wrong about. Let mercy and truth be the way that you live. This is the wisdom of God concerning you. This is for you. Apostle Paul tells us over here in Colossians that the way a man think or the way a woman think, this is their philosophies. That means this is how you see things. And he says over there in Colossians that how you see things, see, these are high-sounding thoughts. See, we got these high-sounding words. This is nonsense, hallelujah, what he says. This is nonsense. This has come from the world. Let's read that, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in this place. Show us who we are and who we've been called to be. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2. Let's read this from the NLT. Colossians chapter 2. And let's start here at verse 6. Apostle Paul says, and now just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. 7 says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then, hallelujah, your faith will be grown strong in the truth that you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. 8 says, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. My Lord, my God, I don't think it could have been said any better than that. What are your philosophies? How are you thinking? How do you see things? See, your philosophy, this is going to determine your destination. See, the way a man or a woman thinks, they will say what it is that's on their mind. See, if it's high sound and nonsense, see, it's come from the world and the worldly. Hallelujah. And not Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I thought I was right, but when I got a chance to experience God for myself, I realized that it was better to be righteous. Say, I'm going to think like God because I'm going to read his word. I'm going to get in his word. I'm going to talk to him because I know he's talking back to me. I'm going to talk like him because his word that got in on the inside of me is going to come out my mouth because that's who I've been spending my time with. I'm a mock Jesus, not making a mockery. I'm a mock Jesus. I'm going to use every single thing that he's given me, especially in my relationships with you, with my wife, with every single one that's in the church, with my neighbors, with my brothers and sisters. I thought I was right, but here it is. God is right. God is righteous. And I'm going to live like him. See, we all are speaking spirits. So don't let no lies, no deceit, no worldly thinking proceed out of your mouth, spirits. Hallelujah. We have been created whole, just like Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the right way to think. This is the right lens to put on. This is life. This is where you see long life, abundance, and peace. This is how your relationships prosper. You do these things. There's a great reward for you. On the other side, hallelujah. I thought I was right, but here it is. Once I start thinking like Jesus, now I'm thinking righteous. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for every single word that you allow for us to hear. Every single bit of wisdom that you allow for us to be able to take. So we take your word and we take your wisdom and we give our thoughts. We give our right over to you. Because you have saved us. You have redeemed us. You have purchased us. Hallelujah. So our right, hallelujah, is the right to you, Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in every single situation. It has already been worked out because we look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Create in us a clean heart and renew us a steadfast spirit. We plead the blood, Christ Jesus, over us, over all that is concerning us. And we thank you that it is so. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. And everybody that do agree, do say amen and amen. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one that have never prayed the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. And you realize that you ain't been living right. Hallelujah. Excuse me. You're not living right. Hallelujah. But here it is. God have already made a way. See, this is the most important thing you can ever do in your life as a human being. Hallelujah. Just pray this simple prayer of salvation. Asking God to be the head of your life. Confessing that Jesus Christ, you know, died for each and every one of your sins. Hallelujah. Was dead and buried, went to hell for you, rose from the dead. Hallelujah. By the power of the blood. Hallelujah. By the Holy Spirit and ascended into heaven. Asking him to come into your life. Hallelujah. He decreed that you are saved. Hallelujah. If you haven't done that and you desire to do that today while you still have time, will you press one? Hallelujah. Even if you praise that, and believe that while I was saying it. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Will you decree and declare today that I believe and I receive? Hallelujah. That I am saved. Hallelujah. There may be one that have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but you have drifted away because of your own philosophy, your own way of thinking. You say you thought that was all to do. And you've been doing things thinking you were right. Hallelujah. When you come back to Jesus, we allow the word of God to take root and you manifest, you know, himself in you. Get you back in the place of righteousness. Hallelujah. And out of the place of pride. Hallelujah. If you know that is you, if you know that is you, will you press one? Will you allow Apostle Power Nico and I to pray with you and pray for you? His sickness, diseases, hallelujah, infection, viruses have taken over your body or someone that you love. Will you press one? Because I want to show you the secrets. Hallelujah. See, there's something for every single thing that went on in this world. Will you press one? Will you bring it over to Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're looking for a church home, my Lord, my God, Apostle Talmadge and I, we would love to love you. Will you come today? Will you press one? We're going to show it to you, just like the Holy Spirit. Have us show it to you. We would love to be your shepherd. Hallelujah. If you're looking for love, this is the place. Amen. There's no time for this spirit. Just right there where you are, will you come? Hallelujah. We thank you. Apostle, will you pray? Amen.
We thank you, God, Father God. We thank you for me again, Lord God. We ask you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you, God, to restore us, oh God, to your righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is our prayer that not one goes astray, Father God. Hallelujah. All will be in position, waited on the day when Jesus returns, and we all be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
We decree and declare we are the righteousness of God. Amen. And we bless your holy name, Father God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we're going to take our offerings, our tithes and offerings at this time. Amen. If you have your tithes and offerings, you can send them over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or you can give us and we'll give you another means of sending over tithes and offerings at 832-725-8094. Again, that number is 832-725-8094. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. You reap that which you sow. If you don't sow anything, hallelujah, you will have nothing to reap when it's harvest time. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. One more time for this opportunity, Lord God, that you have blessed us to be able to give and sow into your kingdom. You are the giver of all good things, oh God, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ever ask or imagine. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours. And Father God, we thank you and we ask that you would use us, oh God, and all we have as you will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Our announcement for today, September 12, 2021, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. On Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. is our Bible study, Central Standard Time, and Saturdays at 12 noon is our lead teaching. Sundays we have two services, a 10 a.m. service and a 2 p.m. service Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. October the 1st to 31st, we'll have a time of fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Those details will be rolling out here in the next week or two. Amen. And we're celebrating our September birthdays. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to Sister Kathy Hudson, who celebrated her birthday on September 10th. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you and guide you and protect you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank God for you. And everyone else that's celebrating a birthday in September, our guests and friends and loved ones on the line today, happy birthday to you as well. We pray the blessing of the Lord upon your life and favor of the Lord as well. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. And anyone that is celebrating your wedding anniversary this month of September, happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to increase your love, peace, and patience, and the favor of the Lord be upon your life and many blessings upon you and your household. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank God again for the word that went forth on today from Pastor Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah. I hope you all got something from the word on today and was filled. Hallelujah. That change will come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we'll go ahead and release the pastor's blessing. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner all the days of your life. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Benediction from Pastor Manning.
Amen. I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to move on your heart, you know, the heart right there in the center. I mean, the ears, like right there in the center of your heart. I hope you was able to hear the Holy Spirit and not so much hear me. Amen. I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. That which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Everybody do agree, do say amen, amen,
amen.
And we love you, we love you, we love you so much. God loves you much, much, much more you ever can understand. Hallelujah. Remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Have yourself a wonderful remainder of your day, and stay in that place. Hallelujah. Not thinking so right, but thinking so righteous. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
One time,
one time,
one time,
one time, one time. time.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll